and Santa. I'm coming to you live today from beautiful Dublin, Ireland, right in front of the iconic Temple Bar. You're watching the Living in Las Vegas podcast on the Vegas Video Network. Let's get started.
Woohoo!
Living in Las Vegas.
Very windy there.
Starts now.
Oh, that must be that wind we got yesterday.
Was very windy.
Finally blew over the pond.
Very windy.
Thunder.
The God of Thunder, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome
underworld
from Las Vegas, Nevada. That groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home. The Living in Las Vegas podcast.
Auditioning a co-host. First step: don't talk over the fucking intro.
Take two.
Cut. And now your host,
yes?
A man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was.
Brother Scott.
Mr. Scott Whitney. Welcome, everybody, to the Living in Las Vegas podcast on the Vegas Video Network. Very polite crowd. And if I might be the first to congratulate you because you're watching or listening to the longest running podcast about Las Vegas that actually originates from Las Vegas, which means we're not only going to cover what it's like to live here, and we know because we're expertish, but we're going to talk about adventures on the Strip, downtown, the Fremont Street, all over this big bad valley of ours. And by the way, if you're a tourist, if you're a fan, if you love our fair city, this show is like your own secret handshake of all things cool and groovy.
Just like the walled garden.
It's pretty nice, right? Hey, we're live every Tuesday night, 7 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. VegasVideoNetwork.com/live. Again, VegasVideoNetwork.com/live. I'd invite you to come and be a part of the show. Listen, we've got people showing up an hour plus before the show. Why?
Because they didn't set their clocks back for daylight savings?
They're smarter than that.
Oh, okay.
And I am offended on the live chat's behalf that you would think that they were 3 months late in setting their clock in advance. But nonetheless, hey. They come. Why do they come? Because they're a community of love bugs. They love each other.
Keyboard's broken?
They love everybody. They love each other. And they're from all over the place. Scott, you lie. I don't feel like I lie. For example, where are they today? I've got folks in Las Vegas and Henderson, naturally. Where else would they be? But I got Michigan. I got Portland. I got Florida. Austin, Texas. Arizona. Minnesota. Massachusetts. Over in Tennessee. Merced, California. Which, by the way, I used to live in Merced, California. I was an airman at Castle Air Force Base in Merced, California. Recorded over 400 rock songs in Merced, California. Blah, blah, blah. Toledo, Ohio, Hawaii, Maryland. They're everywhere.
Wow.
And we love that they are here. Big hand for the live chat. So you get in the live chat, be a part of the show, and get this. We actually have a segment dedicated to the live chat because we want them to have a voice in our show as well. Hey, I'm your host, Scott Whitney. Konnichiwa, buenas noches. How you doing? Hot stuff. Great to have you here. Been an online broadcaster now for 11 years. Not just 10, 11. I run the Vegas Video Network, so thank you for supporting the Living in Las Vegas show, and thank you for supporting the Vegas Video Network. Now, I'm not doing this alone, although I can, and I often have, but I'm not bragging. I have a gentleman who I enjoy quite a bit. In the dark recesses of my mind. This is not going where I thought. He's been a longtime contributor of the Vegas Video Network. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Pippin Wynn, everybody. Yeah.
We're going double pointers there.
Right. It's an audio show, so you might want to say something. This is being your tears is your end.
I was just, this isn't like Deaf Appreciation Show week. I can pantomime.
Excellent. Let's see if we can piss off more people before we're into the show 5 minutes. Over and under, my friend.
Oh, man. I've been really close the last couple times.
You have been.
Let's go 72.
72? Mm-hmm. So 1 hour and 12 minutes.
Yep.
Okay.
Look at you with the math.
Yeah, I'm. I did really good up into geography. Nope. Mm. Geography.
Mm-hmm.
Then I thought, I'd rather be a musician. And decided not to do homework in high school. Okay. Live chat. We have some new live chatters. How about this? We've got Lyric Lover or Musical People. It's not surprising that the musical people would like us. Now, Lyric Lover who found us on the YouTube just 6 days ago and said, I have to be a part of the live chat. I have to get into this shit right now. So welcome, Lyric Lover. And also we've got Brian, who also found us on the YouTube. Neither one of them felt like telling us where they were from. Actually, Brian is from Merced, California, which I mentioned before. Perhaps he's a stalker. Perhaps he knew me back there. Perhaps I owe him money.
Tomahawk said no.
Probably if you give me not. 20 minutes, I'll find out who they are.
So here's the spooky part. Yeah, I just saw that too. I don't know. There's a good chance that he could do that. Oh, you son of a berry picker. Well, we're going to keep going. Okay. Let's begin.
Let's persevere. As I said, deaf appreciation episode.
Oh, you fucker. Okay, so we're seeing some problems with the live stream, but we're going to keep going here because we care about you, and we'll see if we can fix that. Okay, it's Pick Your Poison version 4.
Oh, my favorite time of the
you
year.
You, sir, are back. We're going to explain what Pick Your Poison is, ladies and gentlemen, Wayne Grohl.
It's the greatest time of the year. This is like Christmas, your birthday, New Year's, all rolled into one. Because what's going to happen here is on this little wheel, it looks harmless. I trust you. It's not. one of us is going to give it a spin. We'll alternate, to be fair, even though you're always wrong. By the way,
I'm 85% right.
Right.
Just from the votes.
Yeah, 85% of the time, you're right 1%. No. We'll give it a spin. It's going to land on a topic, preferably something that we haven't done before, because that seems to happen occasionally.
No. Just once.
At this point in time, we will take turns. Scott will present some hoity-toity... 1%er type of attitude on what his nomination is. Meantime, representing the rest of society and free world as we know it, much like our Olympic athletes, I'm going to represent the people and tell Scott what the correct answer is. Scott will then attempt to tell me why I should quit being poor and... Then the game will continue in an alternating fashion from then forward.
So we've lost our internet connection, but we're going to keep going here to see if it recovers while we're doing it. Okay, so here we go. Let's begin.
Age before beauty.
Okay, fair enough. Here we go.
I feel like we should have some spinning music, like Price is Right or something.
Let me figure something out. Let's do that. How about this one? Or maybe this one. What about this one? No, that's my.
That's
one. Can't have that.
You need something jingly, something this? That. Okay.
Okay, so that one. Okay, wait. Which one is that one? Okay, okay, go ahead and spin. Here we go.
All right.
Yeah, that's good. By the way, thanks to Cox Communication for the outstanding internet connection, you shits.
Cox.
All right, we've got.
Because when you want to change, you have no other options. Cox. Right.
Cox, we spell it this way so it's not so obvious. Okay.
That was good.
Thank you. Downtown hotels. You may go first.
You know, downtown is undergoing a renaissance, a reinvigoration right now. You know, it's typically a place known for the old style. A lot of people call it Old Town. And so when I'm going downtown and I want a hotel that kind of blends the essence, the charm of old Vegas with the kind of modernization and reinvention that Las Vegas constantly does for itself, I like to choose the very classy, very swanky Golden Nugget. Golden Nugget, many different amenities that you would find in a typically larger strip resort. You've got a club with a nice overhead lounge, a second floor where you can see the Fremont Street Experience. You can see the fans down below called Gold Diggers. Also home to a very good entertainer, a long time Vegas performer, Gordy Brown. Mm. Super nice guy. Yep. You and I have actually had the pleasure.
We've had a drink or two with him.
We have. So you walk in there. It's classic. It's elegant. You don't have to worry about some of the other, you know, is the ceiling going to fall in on you like at some other resorts?
Right.
So if I'm going downtown, I'm going to Golden Nugget.
Okay. Here's the thing. That was mine. So, but I'm a little surprised that you went with that. Here's why. You use words like classy and nice. And you, in your introduction, you gave me shit about being kind of a highfalutin pain in the ass guy. So I'm confused by your ways, your wicked, wicked ways. I completely agree with you, sadly. But I will give another one just so we can have another one to talk about. Truth of the matter is, though, quite frankly, you're completely correct. I cannot argue with you. But I will say this.
The one time in your life you've been right.
Oh, you're so cute. Young, cute, slightly naive.
Second time.
It looks like we might
inviting
have,
me around was
looks
the first.
Looks like the live chat has come back. We lost internet connection. Again, internet connection is brought to you by Cox. We spell it that way because we don't want to be obvious. Okay, so Golden Nugget, agree. I would say if I was going to go elsewhere, I agree. You want classy. You don't want to feel like you're going to be shot, or I think I like your point. The ceiling is going to fall down, or a meth addict might rub into you and give you some sort of disease.
Who knows? Scabies, not fun.
Scabies, no good. So I would say the other ones other than Golden Nugget might be the El Cortez. El Cortez has done a very good job of updating what could be a shit show. Now, when we link to the El Cortez, I hope they don't take offense to the shit show part. Mm-hmm. But the truth is, it's a great, it's actually on my list for something else on this wheel. They've done a very good job there. It's well lit, which would you want. The blackjack dealers are the nicest people. Actually, the pit bosses are super nice. Good restaurants, good drinks, good location. They've refurbed the crap out of it. Amazing history. So I would say El Cortez, but the truth of the matter is I am completely in agreement when you come to – oh, so the live chat's back in there, and they're saying, hey, wait a minute. What's the category? So a reminder for our live chat, we are back. The category is downtown hotels, and Wayne said that he liked the Golden Nugget, and he used words like fancy and gave me shit
classy.
About being
classy.
Fancy. And Scott, I'm in agreement.
You are a man that likes to replace the S in your name with a dollar sign when you sign your emails.
No, that's a rapper. It's not me.
Oh.
It's maybe somebody you know.
Well,
maybe
somebody you've hunted. That's because you just haven't thought of it yet.
Maybe somebody you've hunted. No, I would never do that. That seems crass. Anyways, so we're going to vote. So for the live chat is the people who vote on this best downtown hotel. We've got Golden Nugget, which Wayne and I voted for, and El Cortez, which I felt like I had to put up there because you got to have two. Live chat, which would you like to stay, Golden Nugget or the fancy and magnificent El Cortez? Ooh, we've got Golden Nugget.
Which
we've
you used Golden the words Nugget. Shit show in, when speaking of.
Yeah, okay. So the winner is the Golden Nugget. You know what I need?
The winner is Wayne, really, but.
All right. Just because I let you go first.
I mean, whether it's first, last, or in the middle, Scott. I bring the heat. It's just straight fire.
All right, brother. Spin it, my brother.
Oh, honors again, huh?
Mm-hmm. Well, I spent the first one.
Oh, I guess that's true.
That age before beauty bullshit you did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we've got steak restaurant. Best steak restaurant. I'll go first because you went first last time.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. This is a the challenge of riches here in Las Vegas. Already, people in the live chat are getting into the steak restaurant thing, and some people are right and some people are wrong. Let's begin by saying there are 1,000 steak restaurants here. By the way, if you are a reader of the Las Vegas Review Journal, we know what your favorite steak restaurant is. It's Outback, and you know what? You can't imagine how proud I am. when I see
Bloomin' Onion.
The Las Vegas Journal.
They now put cheese on it and fries, well, I think.
Why wouldn't you? Because you haven't got quite enough calories in your fucking Crystal Pepsi. Let's go ahead and throw some fucking calories with cheese and Bloomin' Onions. Onions, by the way, are heart healthy. So let's fuck that up by putting a little cheese on there. So if you're a review journal reader, I know, Outback is the winner. Let's go ahead and take a step forward, just a hair, if you don't mind. I have eaten at damn near every steak restaurant place around here. And there are some very, very good ones. But I keep coming back. It is the best. I take my favorite people there. Oh, maybe I'll take you there. It is. It's a restaurant that's based upon not just the food, but the view and the people who work there. These are waiters who are waiters. They're not trying to get a job on the strip as an entertainer. They're actually people who are professional waiters. And, of course, I'm talking about Capital Grille. Capital Grille is by far the best steaks I've had. And listen, I'm looking for other steak restaurants to be able to talk about. But the truth of the matter is Capital Grille has never let me down. Anybody who I've brought there have been like, what the hell? We do every anniversary there. I do New Year's there. It's pretty, pretty damn great. Now, the sweet and cute little Wayne is rolling his eyes because he's like, oh, shit. If I say Outback like I was planning on doing, he'll make fun of me. So now, Wayne, please continue.
Yes, I would expect someone like yourself, Scott, to say Capital Grille.
Why?
Because
what's wrong with Capital Grille?
You're a man who brands his own backyard on Facebook and then posts pictures of himself and eating imported meat and cheese poolside.
It wasn't imported. Well, I got that at Smith Center.
The rest of us, you know, some of us have to use public pools, and our baloney has a first name, so we can't all get on Facebook and call ourselves the Arches at Whitney Villa and buy caseloads of blue visors that are branded with logos. Some of us have to just be a little bit more down market because we all can't just be all hoity-toity.
Yes, keep going.
So some of us, you know, you can get meat anywhere. Cow is cow.
No.
Cow is cow.
You're so cute.
So let me tell you.
Cow is not cow.
Can I finish?
But not if you're wrong.
Can I finish?
You sound like a... who was the guy who ran for president? Third party guy, little fella.
Ross Perot.
Yeah. Can I finish? Mm-hmm. Can I finish? Can I finish? Yes, you can. But cow is not cow. Very much like, well, never mind.
Cow is cow. So you know what? I might not win this one, but I'm going to enlighten some people because this is going to be a teaching moment.
Nah,
there is a place, and a lot of you are going to look at me and you're going to say, well, I've never really been there. But let me tell you what, it's something that the common man can not only afford and enjoy, because again, you can get dead cow anywhere.
Run
let me tell
life.
You what makes this different. I'm going to put a much like Ross Perot, I'm going to put forth a third party nominee, if you will.
Please do.
If you go down to the Tropicana,
there is
a steakhouse called Biscayne Steak and Seafood. Let me tell you what makes Biscayne good. Because it's the little things.
Right.
They have a
homemade... They weren't closed down at Tropicana
They have a homemade steak sauce that is absolutely fantastic.
Right.
Whether you get a New York strip, whether you get a filet, again, listen, it once mooed. It's now dead. They put it on a grill. But what you want to look at are the little things that count. And in a case like that with the steak sauce, the quality of the side dishes, the way it's served family style, where I don't have to worry about taking out a line of credit before I go up to my restaurant.
How much is a good steak there?
Cheaper than Capital Grille.
No, that's the wrong answer. How much? That swallow looked a little nervous.
I don't know off the top of my head.
How much?
I really don't know.
Please continue with your story.
No, that's it.
Are you done? Okay, so here's what was super cute about Little Wayne and his steak story. First of all, anybody who's older than, I don't know, let's say 20, recognizes typically that cow isn't cow. There are different parts of cow, and it does actually matter. B, you had two big things that were the big part of it. The first one was... the special steak sauce. A1? Was that what it was?
It's homemade, Scott.
Fair enough. Here's why you need special steak sauce. Because your special steak sucks. When I have the steak at Capital Grille, do I put goo on it? Nay, family way.
Oh, you just eat it straight?
Straight up, like the goddamn cannibal I am. Mm-hmm. And it is magical. Oh, yeah, family style. When I think classy steaks, I think family style steaks. All right.
The category was not classiest.
No, best fucking steak restaurant. All right, live chat, get on in there. I'm not sure you're gonna. Oh, that's steak.
Steak. See, the problem is there's so many that people aren't. Rough. Although I thank you, Ray, for I am the Shiznitz. But yeah,
we are the Shiznitz. All right, Capital Grill wins! Yay! Okay, let's continue.
Oh, with one vote?
Yeah, these people are wrong. Mm-hmm. Okay, is it my turn to spin? I think it is.
I believe it is.
All right, here we go. Spin the wheel. Oh, hold on. We have spinning music. Oh, fuck. And we stop at... Oh, what the... That is literally halfway between both. We get to spin again. This is the first time this has ever happened on the show. It is literally in between... Look at that. That's like magic. Stand by. Let's do it again. That was awesome. We tried that in rehearsal. We couldn't get it to work.
Hmm.
What do we got? We've got...
Play blackjack?
Best place to play blackjack. You may begin.
That's a good one. Where is the best place to play blackjack? Wow. Much like steak. I mean, there's so many options. All right. Well, Scott, I gotta imagine.
So I'm not a big blackjack player. So this
you're not. You and your other 1% friends are too busy going to see the Smith Center in your orchestra pit, waiting for Hamilton to come to town. Oh, what side is Juan Manuel Miranda's best side?
Touring,
we simply don't know.
And I'm no longer a part of that.
I
got season tickets for the hockey thing instead. Please.
I have to. Oh gosh, that's
shall
a tough.
Shall
one.
I go first?
I mean, let me tell you what I. The best criteria. Let me
there
tell
you
the criteria
you
when I'm looking for somewhere
go.
To play blackjack.
Good talk.
I'm looking for a fun atmosphere because you know what? Chances are you're going to lose. This town was not built on winners,
right?
And so you at least want some fun value for your money.
Exactly.
You want dealers that are friendly and maybe people that are sitting with you having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want people grinding out their rent or their alimony,
right?
Or an Asian dealer who probably doesn't know how to say hi, let alone be friendly.
He says hi, H-A-I.
Valley
high.
So also you want limits that aren't exceptionary, at least me. I know yourself. You're probably looking for
the private reserve table.
Did
you say you want limits that are, what do you mean? Like
not
little
high.
Limits? Oh, not high.
Small
I thought you
limits.
Meant you want big limits. I'm like, God damn, Pimpin' Wayne is
Pimpin'
Wayne for a reason.
No. Remember, I'm the voice of the people here.
Okay.
I'm not sitting in private rooms, talking about what next to call my backyard when I reincarnated.
It's like blather just keeps coming from you. I think
other things you want to see big in this town, 3-2 for a blackjack payout. 6-5 is ruining this town and just absolutely greedy.
Absolutely.
And then also I like Surrender, a casino that offers Surrender.
What is that?
Surrender, if you've got 16 and the dealer's showing a face card and you went big, you got a big bet. You can surrender, you get half your bet back, and then you lose you're surrendering the hand for half your money back.
Interesting. I wonder what the odds on that is.
Well, I couldn't tell you.
That's interesting. Okay.
Those are my criteria.
Why don't we do this? Why don't we just throw some in there and we will together pick one.
All right. I'll accept this olive branch right now.
Here's what I'm going to say. You're absolutely right on everything you said. First of all, it has to be 3-2. It has to be a good environment. And here's the other thing. I mentioned this before. The dealers have to be cool. The pit bosses have to be cool. So without question, this has to be a downtown place because everybody on the strip 6-5. So that's not a play. You're out. I like your limit issue, too. So gambling to me, I don't think I've bet one time since I've been in Las Vegas. I've been here for 10-plus years now. It's just not my thing. But when I used to play blackjack when I came here, I was a $2 guy. I'm like, fuck. When I was playing, slot machines, I was putting in a quarter. Not. I wasn't doing max bet. I was putting a quarter. Why? I like the lights. I like the sounds. Back then, they actually had coins coming out, and I like the free drinks. That was simple things
entertain you.
I'm a simple man doing simple things in a named brand backyard. Anyway, so what I would say is this. El Cortez is that in a bag of chips.
Oh, my God. The love fest.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to use the term shit show in the same sentence with them again?
No. Here's the difference. So what really turned me on to El Cortez, I saw a couple things happen that I thought was fascinating. First, they have low limits. But I brought my brother-in-law's son, nephew. Way to go. Mm-hmm. Nothing gets by me.
Do you want to chart that one out? Yeah, take a minute.
All right. I'm trying to be, I just sent you an olive branch.
Mm, okay.
You know what I'm doing? Taking it back. Mm-hmm. And you're not on camera anymore because you're just a bad guy. So took my nephew there from Effingham, Illinois. And it was so funny because we brought him to El Cortez. We had some fun hanging out on the strip or on downtown before. And he was nervous. He was actually shaking a little bit, which I get it. I mean, this is his first time in Las Vegas. He's like, oh, shit, I'm playing blackjack in Las Vegas. What the hell? And the dealer was super nice. The pit boss came in and basically told him what is called, I forget, something strategy, common strategy or whatever.
Basic strategy.
And he basically said, this is what you have to do in basic strategy. And he did okay. I mean, he lost. He lost his $20. Fuck, of course he did. Hmm. But they were super, super nice and slow. And the other thing was, you mentioned the people around you. Mm-hmm. So the people around him, they weren't like getting in his shit saying, come on, you gotta bet, let's go. They were all super supportive. They were all trying to coach. It was amazing. So El Cortez, best place to play blackjack in Las Vegas.
I have to disagree, only because.
So now you have an opinion.
No, well, I have an opinion. I have a.
Where's your best
I'm going to break up your El Cortez love fest here.
Can't happen.
El Cortez is known as a break-in house. And for those of you not familiar with casino terms, El Cortez hires brand new dealers with no experience.
Okay.
So.
Is that why they're nice? They haven't been poisoned by the people like you who run the casinos, who are mean-spirited, who try to crush the dreams of man? No. El Cortez are break-in houses, and that's what makes them lovely.
Just so I can get off this El Cortez three-way that we're in right now, I'm going to say the M, and I'll tell you why.
Holy
only
shit.
Only because, and this is a true story, I was at the M, this was years ago, I'm the only player at the table, blonde girl, just opened the table up. I won every single hand and tied twice in the whole 6-deck shoe.
Right? What the fuck does that have to do with the M?
Because that's the...
You are a debating stud.
How many times?
Because.
Because I had good luck there. I won every...
One time.
Every... You're... Right.
That has nothing
that's all
to
it takes.
Do with it. Okay.
Just got to get lucky once.
The fascinating thing is the live chat has already been pounding the El Cortez. So the winner is El Cortez for the best place to play blackjack in Las Vegas. Well done. All right. We'll do one more. I think. Hope we do it on time. Oh, yeah. One more. Would you like to spin, my friend? Go.
Your turn to go first, though.
Yeah, sure. Well, I went first that time, too, but don't worry about that.
No, I gave the...
Fancy cocktail bar. Fancy cocktail bar. Conundrum here. Because I could be meaning a bar that creates fancy cocktails. Or a fancy bar that'll serve you a Coors Light.
I don't know. Why don't you tell me? Because you wrote it down.
I don't know. So I wrote it down like fancy cocktail bar, and I thought at least I'll be able to say it could be one of two things. And there we go. Okay, here's what it is. There are many bars that create fancy drinks. For example, Urban Rye is well known as the mixologist bar here in Las Vegas. If you want to go to a real bar and get a real drink, and you got to go to Urban
Pay
Rye.
Real money.
Yeah. Well, it's off strip. It's not that bad. Mm. And by the way, go during happy hour, and it's fucking amazing, and they have the best clams in Las Vegas. So that's half price at happy hour, too, so I'd recommend them. But I think when I meant a fancy bar, I thought a bar that you could bring somebody to, and they'd go, wow, this is fucking fucking amazing. That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm. You and your 1% buddies. I mean, you only like places with real ivory and
let me get you on camera slave so imported see marble your on the walls. Sadness and anger mm-hmm. during no. all this. Mm-hmm.
Please continue about where you get blood diamonds.
I don't even know who you are anymore. I'm just going to write this down. Please escort Wayne out to fancy cocktail bar. Okay. So here's what I'm thinking. You want to take somebody. This is going to be on this trip. Because you want to get fancy a little bit.
You don't know any other way.
And there's a couple. There's a chance that you might think, all right. Now, actually, I'm going to bring in what the live chat's saying. So Alan Perry is saying the downtown cocktail room. I'm going to bring this in. I'm going to get him involved. Because goddamn it, they're the live chat. So the downtown cocktail room is a little bit, little too hip to be square.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit too hip.
Right. The couches are just suede and not imported leather. Is that what you're trying to say about a little too hip?
Have you been to downtown cocktail
room? Downtown cocktail room is my answer.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
How fascinating. But no,
please continue.
Okay. Oh, mm-hmm. That's interesting. Okay, great. Nosy Rosie is saying Velveteen Rabbit. I've had a couple drinks there. Kind of a dive bar with good drinks. Here's where you got to go. Mandarin Bar. Ah, very good. So Alan Perry says Mandarin Bar. You, beautiful bar, beautiful view. And that's actually not a bad idea. I was going to go with the Cosmopolitan Chandelier Bar.
Mm, you would.
Yeah, no.
A man who spells works W-O-R-X, clearly thumbing his nose at the English language.
Good Lord.
Would you like me to speak to Queens, Governor?
What part of chandelier is not part of the English language? Mm-hmm. No. You know what? Your lack of understanding of how the world works scares me just a hair. Chandelier Bar. Here's what's going on there. Three tiers. You can go to three different places. It's three different menus. It's beautiful. Cosmo is a beautiful property. People walk in there and go, what the fuck? Now, of course it's expensive. Of course it is. But everyone's expensive on this trip. You're mm-hmm. going to pay $15, $12, whatever, for a drink. So tough.
Did they say what the fuck before or after the hookers are propositioning them nonstop?
There's no hookers in the Cosmo.
Oh, okay.
Or there's no hookers anywhere in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. Cosmo is not the only exclusive provider of hookers. Mm-hmm. If they are that.
I wouldn't know.
I've never seen a hooker in Cosmo.
Hmm. That's because you...
Because what? Yeah, you got nothing there. I've seen hookers in other places. I've seen hookers... never mind. That's a different show. So I'm going to suggest the Chandelier Bar, fancy, gorgeous. Wayne, you may now talk about your downtown cocktail bar.
Downtown cocktail room. You might call it hip or a little too hip for you.
It is.
You know, I guess you're still singing Huey Lewis, It's Hip to Be a Square.
That's funny.
Downtown cocktail room. First off, it's fun.
Hold on. Wait a minute. There, you can call it many things. Fun, mm-hmm. It is not.
Oh.
There is nobody having fun.
What are you talking about? Watching people trying to get in is hilarious.
Oh, for fuck's sake. There's nothing fun about that bar. Okay.
So anyways, as you continue to think of what else you can spell with an X at the end of it, I will continue on by saying that they have master mixologists there. Ah. They rotate their cocktails out seasonally. Mm. Someone comes by, you can say, you know what? I like some Johnny Walker.
Right.
And, you know, maybe some nut type of flavors.
You had a nut roll. You should see yourself right now.
Favors.
You should see the sweat beating down your forehead when you're trying to figure out how to.
Well, that's because you shut the air conditioning off 45 minutes ago.
You got a fan, you big baby.
Right. The one that's pointed at the lights blowing the heat down, or the one that blows into the TriCaster.
Well, the TriCaster
to vent
the. That's more important than either one of us.
Clearly.
I'll sacrifice both of us for that TriCaster.
So, I mean, they just have master mixologists. You can get, if you're a little hungry, you want to nosh while you're having your expert cocktails, you can order. They have different selections of nuts there. Sesame-covered almonds, I recommend.
I'm sorry. Are you saying that your bar has nuts? Well, I did not know. I thought.
Tomahawk said no.
Yeah, you know what?
And you can order food from the restaurant next door if you like.
Holy shit.
The lights are down. It's a subdued atmosphere. The music is on point.
It's about as dark as your heart. You walk in there and you can't see shit. Oh, but you, I stand corrected. What you can see is the too hip to be in a room DJ playing shit that nobody. But they're having fun. If by fun you mean this. That's the look you get when you walk into the Dying Down cocktail bar. Okay, so live chat.
Some of us can see because we don't need cataract surgery, Scott.
I don't need a cataract. By the way, we're both wearing glasses, you pain in my ass. Live
progressive
chat.
Lenses over there,
yeah,
aren't they?
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Okay.
How old are you? I got underwear as old as you. Okay, live
that
chat.
That you're probably wearing consecutively.
Nothing wrong with that. Live chat, let's go. We got the Chandelier Bar or Downtown Cocktail Bar where you can't see shit. I need a ding ding dong ding 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 dong ding 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 chandelier ding 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 ding. Oh, I'm sorry.
Hi, Chet. That gets as many votes as chandelier.
Well, I feel that's like right. All right, chandelier wins. Another chandelier. Okay, very good. Yay! How are we doing on time? All right, that's it.
Some of us don't own multi-platform broadcasting networks and can't hang out with Leslie Moonves and other TV executives down on the strip.
What have I told you
planning
about
planning our next NAB trip?
All of us in Las Vegas, it's all illusion. We look like we know what we're doing, but we're all pretending. All right, we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to fan Wayne down because he's not happy with the fan.
Get a palm branch, maybe?
Maybe a palm branch. We'll be right back. This is the Living in Las Vegas podcast on the Vegas Video Network. This episode of Living in Las Vegas is brought to you by the Vegas Video Co-op. Because your online presence is often your only chance to begin a meaningful sales conversation, please take a moment and visit VegasVideoCoop.com. Highlight your business, start a talk show, or unleash your genius for a low monthly fee. Use promo code LILV for a special discount to our viewers and listeners. That's VegasVideoCoop.com. Listener email. All you have to do is send an email to onairq@livinginlv.com. You'll see that right down there. onairq@livinginlv.com, and you can have your questions answered. Here's the great part about this. We answer every question. We may not have the answer, but we answer them. Sometimes we make shit up. Now, if a male participant sends an email, I read it. If it's a female, well, then my lovely co-host, Carol Mayer, does that. And guess what? We got a female. Wayne, hit me with your rhythm stick.
Hey, Scott.
Hey.
Where do I enter that promo code on VegasVideoCoop.com?
It's on there.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's my question.
You're being a little bit of a bitch. Yeah. And I will show that to you if I have to.
Okay. There's nowhere to enter it on.
Yeah, there is. Bullshit. No. Well, not on the one that you see now. Because you have to do an application. Good
point.
But if you get past the application, then you could use that code. Which I need to change, by the way, because the discount is like fucking monstrous. It's like what you paid. Oh, shit. What have I done? Okay, never mind. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm locked in at those rates, by the
you
way.
You are. I know. That was another thing I probably should have thought through.
Yeah. They say hindsight's 20/20, or I guess in your case with bifocals, 20/20/20. Hey, Scott. Just saw the bonus show. I'm not surprised you got home late and had a long lie that was some show. Haha.
She's from Scotland.
Oh, I would do accents, but I'm terrible at them. So on the bonus show, a tourist from New York had a question about transport from the Orleans to the Strip and around the Strip. I believe the Orleans has a shuttle that connects it to the Strip. I think it's more or less 24 hours. My friend used it while she stayed there last year. I'm going to skip because we have multiple paragraphs here. But the RTC buses, the Deuce and SDX are fantastic. She talks about the pricing. While buses are efficient, she found drivers to be helpful and polite.
Which is nice.
One of the drivers even suggested buying a ticket for the Big Red Bus Tour.
This is a good hint. You should read that.
I just did.
No.
One of our drivers even suggested instead of buying a ticket for the Big Red Bus Tour, you can just stay on the Deuce Bus, for instance, and ride the loop, which is pretty much the same as the Big Red Bus.
Except?
For a fraction of the price, minus the commentator.
Right.
And the fact you're trapped in an RTC bus. But yeah, otherwise it's identical.
Okay.
Well, right.
Good call.
Yeah. Thanks to Rosie for the gym information. I'm surprised too they don't have reciprocal gym access. Going back to buses, they found the bus is more practical than the monorail. Well, walking is more practical than the monorail.
That's not a stretch.
Now on to Haddam for crying out loud. Two shows is all I have now, because if I win after that, postage is going to cost you a small ransom to get stuff to Scotland.
Not happy with that idea. No.
One day I will win. Ha ha. Have a great show. Laura.
Thank you, Laura.
Laura asterisk.
Laura Meekin. She's a great gal. Thank you, Laura. Good insight. Yeah, I was, you know, I don't spend a lot of time on the buses. Do you?
You haven't ever ridden the loop around?
Have you been on any of the buses here?
Never. Everybody. Once. I rode the bus in college because it just went around in a circle around
campus.
I've
never been on a bus here.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah.
So when I first got that question, I'm like, ooh.
I know.
That's outside of my comfort level.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, two things that I don't like. Number one is being run over while waiting at a bus stop for the bus.
Good call.
Problem here.
Yeah.
The other is a bus driver shooting me.
Right. What?
So.
Does that happen here?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. When? Bus driver shot a guy.
What? When?
4 months ago.
What?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
When did this happen? 4 months ago. Where?
I'll find out for you.
East side, west side? East side.
Probably east side. Yeah.
That's a little bit.
Yeah, you guys keep walls and gated fences over here with barbed wire at the top.
You guys.
Mm-hmm, here on the west side
of town.
You're
not on the east side. You're on the south side.
Yeah, the southeast side.
East of, 15. You're not in the part was, hey, neighbor. Oh, come on. That wasn't
April 19th, 2016. Transit bus driver in Las Vegas claims self-defense in shooting passenger.
Well, it could have been self-defense.
Could have been.
Have you seen some of those passengers?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Yep.
Did he get arrested?
He shot and wounded a passenger with whom he was arguing.
Oh, well. Probably didn't have
the man refused to get off the bus, threatened, and punched him after the two continued arguing outside the vehicle.
Hmm. Probably shouldn't have got out of the vehicle.
Mm-hmm. He pulled out something, the bus driver said. It was a cell phone. I thought it was a gun, and I shot him.
You know what?
End quote.
A lot of police officers use that line. And that's all I'm going to
say. Oh, that's a different show.
Right.
It's
a show that I'm not doing.
Yeah.
Because I've had one run-in with the Las Vegas Metro. It went okay.
Okay. Well, we probably should leave it that way.
We had a little debate. Yeah. And it worked out okay. He didn't shoot me. He let me go.
All right. That's a win.
I think I'm up. Right. So
you're doing better than the guy that rode the bus that on April 19th.
Did he die?
No.
Oh, well, so then he's all right. Yeah. Flesh wound, probably.
Right. He's fine. He'll be fine. Walk it off.
Quit being a baby.
Yeah. All right. Just give him a cortisone shot. Tell him 2 months will be fine.
All right. RQS, real quick stories. Here we go. First of all, thanks again to Glenn for Glenn's on vacation in Ireland. He's drinking and he's at every freaking whiskey bar and brewery in Ireland, which is about 1,000 of them. And yet he took the time to say an intro for us. So thank you, Glenn.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate that. If you want to do an intro for the show, we would love for you to do that. All you have to do is take a phone and be sure to shoot it in this kind of mode, not this kind of mode. It's super important. And
friends don't let friends take vertical video.
Exactly. Completely right. And you can say something like, hey, I'm Wayne Crowell from Las Vegas, Nevada, and you're watching the Living in Las Vegas podcast on the Vegas Video Network. And then you can say something pithy or cute or funny if you want to, just like Wayne, because he's both pithy, cute, and fun. And that's what I would
like
to
do. It's a triple threat.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Hey, guess what?
I'll be joining the staff of the RJ along with Johnny Katz, Robin Leach, and everybody else apparently in this town.
Congratulations to John on the big promotion. Okay. There we go. And to Robin, actually. I think they're moving on up, quite frankly. What are you going to do? Clearly, they're moving on up. Son versus RJ. Son, RJ. If you were a reporter, where would you want to write with Son? Although Son won a Pulitzer Prize for something. I forget what it was. Anyways, guess what happens?
Not being bought by a Republican billionaire.
Guess what happens when you play penny slots at Wynn?
Well, typically you lose.
Unless you're from Hawaii, and then what happens?
Then you win $10.7
million. $10.7 million! Oh, that's very nice.
I do have to say my favorite Carrot Top joke is about the win.
That's right.
He says, this is Las Vegas. This is the town built on losers. And then he shows the win and he says, we can't even spell win right in this town.
He's great.
Yeah. I love Scott.
I love him. Mm-hmm. Scott Thompson.
Yep.
So yeah, you're from Hawaii. You come in, you play penny slots, and you win 10.7. So you're thinking to yourself, I can bet a penny and win 10.7 million.
That's like you playing a quarter, silly. Putting a quarter in. Right. Oh, that's so cute.
Silly tourist. I love you, and I kind of want to give you a noogie.
Yeah.
Because that's
you know how much she was playing per spin?
I do. $3.
Yep.
And so it wasn't a penny.
It was 300 pennies.
And so here's a tip from your Uncle Scott and your Aunt Wayne. If you want to win big money on the slot machines, first of all,
Play them.
Okay. If you want. And
we know what they say about how do you create a small fortune here in Las Vegas?
Start with a large fortune. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know you're a fucking joke writer. So here's the deal. You can't play like your buddy Scott when he first came here, a quarter, unless right. all you're trying to do is have a drink. And mm-hmm. actually, there are some casinos that are pulling back on that, which, yeah. by the way, is bullshit. And if you're one of those casinos, nobody likes you, and we're watching you, and there's a good chance we'll never come back. All right. And that was just a personal message mm-hmm. to my people. If you actually want to win a lot of money, like that number that you see up there, for example, $10.7 million, you want to win that? Max bet. Mm-hmm. So on a penny slot machine, that's 300% what the minimum bet arguably could be.
When now, I started years ago in the industry at Green Valley Ranch, and I heard firsthand a story who the wife was waiting for the husband. Husband was in the bathroom. Wife put something like $20 into the Megabucks machine. Was only playing a dollar at a time because she was waiting for the husband, and it hit Megabucks.
Oh, boy, what'd she win?
100,000.
As opposed to?
10 plus million.
Oh, can you imagine that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so that's a great issue. So you're like, I just want my $1. But if you're betting a dollar, it was a dollar?
Yeah.
You got to bet three.
Yeah.
You got to bet full bet.
Because you're already at Megabucks, you got to bet $3.
But you're already betting a dollar. Mm-hmm. So betting a dollar to me is like, what the? That's a lot of money to bet on one of these. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm familiar with this, but I'm not betting the dollar every time I do it. So I'm just saying, that's probably not a good idea.
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
No wonder that you got to wear that brace all the time.
Right. Yeah. Well, there you go. Good mm-hmm. call. Thanks for that classy move, Wayne. If you want to win the big number that you see sliding across the top of your game, you got to bet max bet.
Yep.
That's why we're the ninth island. Because if you're from Hawaii, we give you an advantage.
How so?
It's one of those things we're not allowed to talk about. I can't tell you what 86 means. I can't tell you that Elvis is alive. And I can't tell you why we give Hawaiians an advantage. That's an ongoing thing here.
Hmm.
It's not my responsibility.
You would know in that fuchsia shirt.
It's not fuchsia, for the love of God, you blind. It's orange or a reddish orange. Mm-hmm.
Secret Hawaiian handshake colors.
Okay, let's move on, shall we? You know what? It never rains. Holy shit! This is what happened last night.
Clearly, you did something to anger the gods.
I'm telling you what, it was insane. Mm-hmm. Melissa and I are watching the news.
I'm betting that imported cheese and meat you were eating
that it didn't survive that, and we're like, it seems kind of loud. What's going on here? So loud we couldn't hear the TV. It was biblical. And I come with you with 15, 10 commandments.
I'm surprised you guys haven't come up with a way to put up a screen that all just runs down to Henderson in North Las Vegas.
What I would like is a large bowl.
Yeah.
A glass bowl.
Yeah, just kind of covers the...
With Windex on it. I don't want streaks.
Oh, of course not.
I want to be able to see
rain. You guys will have Filipino immigrant children wiping that clean every day.
Why wouldn't we?
You would.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So just so you know, we are now...
I saw who cleaned your pool.
Roaming. I don't even know what to say about that. We're now coming into monsoon season. A lot of people think that Las Vegas is dry and hot. Sometimes. But right about now, you will see that which you have just seen. Let's continue, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Haddam, Doc. Rosie, our intern. She had a great idea, and we will accept her great idea, and that is this. She goes, you know what? You should have a list of all the Haddam Have a Drink on Me bars so that people can refer to it if they want to do a Have a Drink on Me pub crawl.
Hmm.
And I'm like, who would do that? And I'm like, oh, I've already heard from several people who've done just that. So because we care about you, we care. Hold on. Because we care. Mm-hmm. We're going to create a list, meaning Rosie's going to create a list, that allows right.
You're too busy yelling at your Filipino pool boy immigrant.
First of all, it's not Filipino.
Oh.
Don't be racist. That's so uncool.
Sorry.
I wish you'd be better at that. We're going to create a document that's shared with everybody that you can go and go, oh, who were the Haddam? Okay, here's a question. When did I do the very first have a drink on me?
If memory serves me, it's going to be March episode 27th.
Number. Episode number.
Oh, episode number?
Yep.
61.
61? Oh, I'm sorry. You're wrong. I need a buzzer. 188. Okay. There you go.
Tripled it.
So there you
close.
Go. Thank you, Rosie, for making that happen for us. Next up, guess what? One of the things that I use to test a restaurant, of course, besides the steak, by the way, good call on the Outback, is the Caesar salad. I'll go ahead and have you guffaw to the camera. Okay. Caesar salad. That's the great measurement. Now, of course, I've always said that table-sized Caesar salad.
Right. You have to have them right there.
It's part of the thing. It's part of the vibe. Part of the great. Right. And it's hard to find a good Caesar salad. Table side, it's hard to find. But then the next step is just, how about a good Caesar salad? I would like one of those. Guess what? Your Uncle Scott found a good Caesar salad.
Outback?
How'd that happen? Hardly. But the Bloomin' Onions with cheese is fantastic.
No, I think they put bacon on it, too.
Here's what happens. So we have a co-op member who is doing some stuff, and they brought in a gal to do the videos for them. Her name is Deidre. She happens to work at a restaurant at Caesar's Forum, and we got into a debate about Caesar's salad. And I'm like, listen, this is the measurement. It's hard to do right. Anybody can go out and buy a fucking goo and put it on there, but it's hard to do right.
You really realize is. This is totally a debate that only rich people would have about table-side
really?
Caesar.
Are you – have you – look it. I
yes.
know,
Manuel, my Caesar, I'm waiting, please. I'm sitting here. There's no Caesar being made, Manuel. Arriba, Manuel.
Arriba?
Mm-hmm.
Arriba?
Yes. Now, please.
Okay, are you done, you pedantic bitch, you? All right. No.
Shallow. Pedantic.
You don't.
Thank you.
Oh, fair enough. Shallow pedantic. Okay. So look, here's the deal. So she's like, we make great Caesar salad. I'm like, yeah. Blah. I hear it all the time, and it's hard to do it right. It's hard. It's cool. Mm-hmm. It's a complex salad dressing. It's complex. She goes, well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to bring my restaurant's salad to your studio. I'm going to make it, and you're going to taste it, and you're going to tell me if it's good or bad. I'm like, okay, Deidre, whatever you want, go ahead and do that. So she brought it last week. And guess what, ladies and germs? It's one of the best Caesar salads I've ever had in Las Vegas.
Is that because she put that Jose Cuervo in it?
You know what? Melissa said the same thing. She goes, is there tequila in that? No, it just happens to be at the studio. I'm not sure where that alcohol came from. We almost never drink there. Mm-hmm. So here's where you got to go. Head on over to Caesar's Forum. Head on over to Carmine's. Who knew? Now, if you guys recall, Carmine's was a Have a Drink on Me bar. Actually a pretty cool bar, but it's huge, monstrous kind of place. And the Caesar salad is that salad. You can't buy an individual salad. It's a family style. Oh, so you'd like it. Maybe they put a steak in that salad for you.
After that, do you go hang out with Paris Hilton over at Pure?
Wow, way to stay up with the current people. Way to go, big fella. You don't get out much, right?
She's whiffed her way back down for that.
How is your internet access? Are you getting internet access? Cox as
I have
well.
Cox. Yeah. Yeah. At least you have business. I have home.
Right.
Imagine our plight.
So go to Carmine's. I was really surprised by how good this salad was. Of course, it was as big as a boat, but you know what?
Well, you needed a boat for that.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Way to go.
Storm.
Way to go, Carmine's. All right. Let's do some chat potpourri. Jimmy wants to know. Hey, Scott. Is there a part of the strip you seem to gravitate to? I'll ask you first. Las Vegas Strip.
For you? Yeah.
For you. No.
Cosmo,
you.
Bellagio, Aria.
All right. How about just you, Simple
what was
Wayne?
What was the last hotel you stayed at on the strip? It was Aria, wasn't it?
No. Oh, you're wrong.
Oh.
How's that feel?
Mm-hmm. The encore?
Hello? Anybody home? No, because Wayne's drank it all. Go ahead.
What's my favorite place on
the
trip? It was
the win, actually. That's funny.
Naturally.
Yeah,
you and Steve poking holes in Picasso's.
Nothing wrong with that.
So what's the question? What's my favorite hotel
on
the strip?
Your favorite part of the strip. It doesn't have to be a hotel, just the area of the strip.
I like, the Link is nice.
Yep.
My favorite part of the strip. I'm going to have to say that southern part where you've got Link that then goes into Flamingo, and then the other side of Flamingo, you have Carnival Court Paris.
Yep.
Or excuse me, with Harris.
Yep.
I would say that that's sector there.
Yep. I like that area. I like going a little bit south of that to one of my favorite places to people watch is, oh, shit, Sammy Hagar's thing.
Oh, the tequila at Planet Hollywood, right?
Yeah. What's that place? What's that called? Holy Jesus. It's a great place because you're elevated, mm-hmm. as I'm used to being.
And well, it's not the PBR Rock Bar, isn't it?
No. That's Souther.
Oh, okay.
Cabo Wabo.
Thank
so
you.
You're elevated. You have a nice view of the Bellagio fountain. You're above the riffraff. Mm. You get to see everybody. They have shade.
Yes. Heaven forbid you intersperse with the common people.
Is this going to go on all day?
It goes on every time.
So that's where I go. Mm. But O A
I E words
U,
syllables.
Carnival Court.
Yeah.
Good.
Uh huh.
Except if you want a fast train, because those guys spinning that shit around, you'd be like, hey, monkey boy, I want a chronic diet. I don't need you to.
Some
spin
people
around.
Have to earn a living. We don't.
I know.
We don't have.
I like watching it when I want to take a video. Mm. But when Daddy wants a drink. All right. So they're the best there. The best ever flair bartenders. So I've been told.
Mm.
And when I first moved here, I'm like, oh, that's fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day I realized, I'm pretty thirsty. I wish those guys.
Can I get a little less of the flippy and a little more of the sippy?
Right. A little less flippy, a little more slippy, a little less flair, a little miss there. Mm-hmm. Get it in there, big fella. We want to have a drinky poo. All right, Pops wants to know, favorite non-strip casino property and why? I will begin with you. Go.
Favorite non-strip. That's a tough one for me.
I'm surprised by that.
They all offer something different. If you want a nice, a nice view, on the east side of town, like for 4th of July fireworks, my wife and I go to East Side Cannery. They open up their 16th floor glass walled club with an outside patio.
Oh.
So you can see all the fireworks around the area.
Right.
If you want to be left alone and not see people, you can go to the M. You can feel like you own the place.
Right.
If you want, strip quality, at off-strip locations, you go to Red Rock,
mm-hmm.
and that's a beautiful resort. Mm-hmm. If you want to go catch some fish, you can go to Bass Pro Shop in the Silverton.
Ooh,
And
nicely
go,
done
go through there.
That's fine.
So they all offer something different.
They certainly do, but you're wrong. The best place ever, no. That was quaint and lovely, and I've never been on the East Side casino unless I was in trouble. If I was hiding from the law, you got to go hide in a casino. And I will say this, the Bass Pro thing, I spent some time in the Bass Pro Shop. Fascinating.
Mm.
There's a certain smell
mm-hmm.
at Bass Pro Shop.
It's the female deer urine they sell to attract the bigger bucks. Yeah.
I found it to be lovely, embracing. I kind of wanted to hang out there and buy a 15-foot scooter boat or whatever the fuck I'm talking about. Here it is. Here is the best locals casino. Red Rock.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even close. If I were to go, okay, what's your second best? Oh, I got that. Red Rock. Okay, fine. Number one. How about number three? Well, Red Rock. How about top five? Fuck, it's Red Rock. Here's why.
Green Valley Ranch is nice, too.
It's not bad. But it's not Red right. Rock.
Heaven
Red
forbid Rock, you venture out into cities.
No, I've been to all
areas. Not
I,
some,
I lived
summer.
In Aliante. I wanted Aliante to be the best thing ever. Guess what? You know what Aliante is?
It's South Reno.
First of all, that's hysterical. Never heard that before. Mm. It's $660 million, and it is mini Red Rock.
Oh.
It's same design, same kind of, wavy kind of mm-hmm. stuff. It's actually very pretty. It didn't quite catch on. Red Rock, $1 billion. This is a billion. It was $990 whatever million dollars phase one. They're $1 billion plus into that property now. We were there, oh, was it a couple weeks ago? And Melissa were like, God damn, this is a really nice property. They're not, they're at, oh, and Soy Boy's back. So it's much nicer now. They have live music 7 days a week. Did you know that? You
I did not. That.
They rotate in all the different restaurants there. So Saturday's here, Friday's there, Monday.
Right? How's the tableside Caesar?
Oh, they don't have it. So, oh, and that's where
I'm
they
surprised
fall down.
That doesn't disqualify
T-Bones,
them.
Maybe T-Bones has it.
Mm.
Chris, so Zoe Bowie's like, Chris is there. He's like, I'm at T-Bones and I had a burger. I'm like, you had a burger at the steak place? It's like ordering a Coors Light at a nice bar. What are you doing, man? What are you doing? Anyways, if you've never, if you're listening to this and you've never been to Red Rock.
It's beautiful.
You just got to go. Mm-hmm. It is stunning. They haven't. I'm always interested in saying that could be better. I don't know what I would criticize that property. It's such a well done, and they keep updating it. It's I mean the front, the facade has mm-hmm. been updated a couple times. It's gorgeous out there. Restaurants gorgeous. The property gorgeous. It's they've done an amazing, amazing job. You know what? And to that, I tip my hat. All right.
Was that picture of you taking the first time you did had him?
First time I
aired it. It's a couple of years old there, pal.
Oh, that was, you know where that came from? That came from.
Graduation picture.
That came from the meetup we had at your favorite place, Tropicana.
Hmm. Oh, you made it there.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I went there once and went, I can't go back. That place is a, right. That's not going to work out for
mm-hmm.
me. All right. So this is Have a Drink on Me. This is part of the show where we show you a picture
here.
Of a bar or a casino, or not a casino, a bar or a lounge or a speakeasy. And I'm going to show you that picture and you're going to guess where it is. You're
well, before
send,
people guess,
hold on.
What are you going to do after you show them the picture?
Stand by. First, I'm going to ask you to tell them where do they send the email to play. First, tell them that.
They send it to Have a Drink. Oh, like I don't know.
Well, sometimes you don't know. That's why I'm actually pointing, because the last time you said, had them. And I'm like, no.
No, I didn't.
Not, oh, I'm just, you did something wrong.
I said you could send it to any address, really.
Oh, that's
Video
right.
Network.
You lied
uh-huh.
to our people.
Right.
Okay, where do they go?
They go to Have a Drink. That's, for those of you that spell like Scott, HAVEADRINK. There's no special characters, X's, silent Q's, special anything K. like that. At Vegas Video Network, spelled NETWORK. This isn't Twitter.com.
Are you done? Okay. Now, good things happen for those who win. Yes? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to tell people what happens if they win.
Where are we starting?
Here.
One of the first things you can win is the Vegas Video Network visor. If it rains again like it did in the video Scott showed you, that's not going to be very much help, but it'll at least keep your forehead dry.
I just got a whole new package of these, by the way. Congratulations.
Oh, different colors or still all the same?
Black and red. I decided to get rid of the cream.
Mm.
No one got cream.
If you send Scott a pack of Brawny paper towels and some spick and span, he will wipe off these Jazzathon CDs and send them your way. Or if you'd like to get a secondary buzz, just have him send them as is and lick the cellophane packaging.
That was pretty good. I'm going to miss you. All right. Or
Scott will kiss the wine glass and send it to you. You can take out the DNA and then
all
sue
right.
him for paternity later on.
You can have a drink on me. Thanks for that, Wayne. Live chat. Do they still make spick and span? They do. Now, there's magical things that happen if you happen to win and you choose the Vegas Video Network visor. What happens? Do you become more endowed?
Nope.
I don't know.
Well, maybe.
Could be. Now, do you live longer? We don't promise that.
No.
Go ahead.
I was going to say that what you do is you get a tan line right about here.
Right.
That
you haven't, because you haven't worn the visor in about, I'd call it a year or so. But the best part is,
I wore it last time I came over.
Oh, here, but you're not wearing it out, which is what you're supposed to be doing. Yeah, you're letting me down a little bit. I'm checking you. I'm like, oh, he's got a nice little fucking Raiders hat on. Nice. Good call.
I'll invite you to a game. If you take me to a hockey game, I'll take you to a Raiders game.
Fuck off. Raiders game. All right. But here's what happens. You put that thing on, you send a picture to us, and you become a part of the gallery or galaxy of God. There is Mike and Scott and Biggie and Bud and Alan and Aaron, and they were nudists, but they didn't get the memo. And then there's Bob and his wife. There's Jenny and Shan, not Shan. And Glenn and Jimmy Two Cheese. There's Rob, but wait, there's more. There is our buddy Ken, who's in Hawaii. And there is Stuart and Christina, whose babies are because of my music. And there's Dawn, she wins a lot of stuff. And Jackie and Mike, oh, oh! And Pops and Sammy, and there is Carol and a dog, and Chris, who may still be living in my backyard. Brad's dead. And your buddy Scott. And a guy who you'll never see again, because he is a nice guy. And of course, Brett. All right. Very good.
I wondered why you painted the house. It was to throw the police off the trail when Chris phones in that he's held captive in the backyard of a...
Actually, he's like, I have to come back and do this show again. No. No, it took me 3 days to recover from that interview. Can't have it again. All right. This was a tough one. I didn't think it was that tough, but I kind of did. Mm. 15 entries, of which 14 were correct. One missed it. The one who missed it, by the way, named the correct casino, but not the name of the bar. Close. Not close enough. Hmm. Here is last week's. Oh,
that's the lobby bar, Red Rock.
Look at you! Right, how hard would that be? Especially when the hints were lobby bar at Red Rock. Lobby bar at Red Rock.
Many
lobby
things change.
Bar at
the
Red
terrible
Rock.
Hints stayed the same.
Yeah, don't. You know what? Hush, little baby. Let's see if you can figure out this week's. You probably will. All right, here we go. Ready?
Is it the Onyx Bar at Red Rock right next to it?
No. Mm. You done?
For
you
now.
You ready? Hat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. Bye. All right, number one. We've got Barb Shotness. She's the number one entry. She gets one for the correct answer. She gets one for being the number one answer. And guess what? Barb is in the live chat, so she gets one more. That's a triple threat for Barb because she's all that. And guess what? A bag of chips. All right, we're moving on. We've got Bobby LaBurge. One for the correct answer. Nope. What was that?
That was Barb's third.
Oh, okay. Whew, you're freaking me out a little bit. All right, here we go. Well, we don't want to cheat.
I have that effect on people.
All right, Mike Q, one for the correct answer, one for the live chat. Next up, we've got Michael Snow, also known as Chicago Snowman, one for the correct answer, one for being in the live chat. Well done, Wayne. You're doing a very good job.
Yeah.
This is much easier when I have somebody helping me. Mm-hmm. Gary Romberg, known as Mr. Testy, one for the correct answer. Nope. That's all he gets. Aaron Perry, one for the correct answer. From Arizona, by the way. Nope. Although her husband is in the live chat. Mm. So he'll get a little bit of bonus a little bit later. Kevin Whip from Calgary, Canada, one for the correct answer. Moving forward, Steve I, the wise guy from Prescott, Michigan, one for the correct answer. One for the live chat, Steve I. Way to go, Stevie. And we've got Mike Lazowski, known as Mad Chipmunk. One for the correct answer, one for the live chat. Way to go, Mikey. And a boy, brother. Why is there a cauliflower kernel sitting over here? I don't understand this.
I don't know what you guys did last week.
All right. Jim
2 weeks ago.
Cowley from Port Washington, Wisconsin. He says, thanks for doing the show. Thank you, Jim. Next up, we've got letters. Number one, Mike Beattie. Let's put that over there. Mike writes. Mike writes. Dear Scott, this week's Haddam is the lobby bar. I'm hoping to win because me and the family are coming to Vegas.
Ooh.
And I will need a break from them to meet you for a drink. You'd be surprised how many messages I get.
That's heartwarming.
Along those lines. Hey, Scott, even if I don't win, can I buy you a drink? Because I got to get away from these people. They're killing me. They're killing me. Yeah, fair enough. Even if I don't win, even if I don't win, maybe I can buy you one. Very good. Hoping to see you in September, Mike Beatty. Thank you, Mike. There you go, brother. Thank you for sending the email in. Next up, we've got Danny Ackerman. And Danny writes,
this week, you made answering easy. Your clues were on the verge of cheesy. But since politics came in, shout out for Trump for the win. Okay, I'll keep you from getting too queasy. The answer this week lives in Red Rock. Could be a hangout for voters of Barack. Damn, there's those politics again. No jumping in the lion's den, unless you're all about ad hoc. Okay, so I disagree with my hobby. I do love poems. What do you think, Bobby? So the answer you seek will get me out of Shit Creek. It is simply a bar called The Lobby.
Very nicely done. Danny gets one for the correct answer and one for being in the live chat. Way to go. And finally, we've got Alan Perry from Arizona. One for the correct answer, one from the live chat. Alan writes, I love those poems, Danny. Keep them coming, baby. Hey, Scott. Sometimes your clues give away the Haddam bar. That's what clues do.
Oh.
That's what clues' job is.
I thought they were so good for all these years.
To the point that I don't even
Alan,
need to see. I don't even need to see the picture.
Why would you say that to Scott?
To know what bar. Look, I'm trying to give clues to help you know what
the man's
it is.
Just trying to give clues to help you know what's going on.
Are you done?
He's just because he's got the IQ of.
Oh, of, that's not nice, is it? The best line by that is mental agility of a small soap dish. I will continue. Hmm. Other times, just looking at the picture gives the bar away. The clue was not necessary to figure out the Haddam bar. And this week, it was the lobby bar at Red Rock. And so, one guy got it wrong, and it's so beautiful. Don't say anything disparaging about the one guy who got it wrong. He makes a mean cupcake. The view of the bar from the top of those stairs is stunning. Love Red Rock Resort. Alan Perry, Prescott, Arizona. Thank you, Alan. And then finally, ladies and gentlemen, you know him, you love him. He is Mr. Pups.
Hey, kids. This week's correct Haddam answer is the lobby bar at Red Rock. You know, I've sent in a lot of Haddam videos. I need a little help, y'all. Whip out your cell phone and your selfie stick. Record yourself and send it in. You don't have to do editing tricks. You don't have to do magic tricks. You don't have to build a green screen in your warehouse. All you really have to have in your Haddam video is yourself and get Jazzathon.
Yay!
Other than that, your content can be complete. And of course, you always get extra credit if you find a way to include
these nuts.
Thank you, and God bless.
Pops, everybody. Pops did write in because he believes he caught something during last week's. Oh yeah, and I almost fucked it up again. Jesus, one for the correct answer, one for the live chat, and one for the video. I almost did it twice. Son of a bitch. Pops also wrote because he has a bone to pick with your brother.
Dear Scott, this week's correct Haddam answer is lobby bar at Red Rock. I was pretty busy responding to everyone in the live chat last week after my video played, but when I watched the replay, I never saw you put any of my entries in. You know I'll give it away to help promote the whole deal if I win, but at least would like to have the chance for bragging rights. Mm. Even though I've only collected on 2 wins, I still claim to be a 4-time winner because of the number of times my name has been drawn.
Right.
And besides, it would suck to get a public beating from Chris with no entries to show for it.
Careful.
You sure he ain't mad, bro? Thanks for letting me crash your party, Pops.
All right, so you know what? I fucked that up. I looked back, I checked the video, and I thought, you know what? What I probably did was while I was showing his video, I wrote his 2 times and I threw it in. And so when I started today, preparing for today's show, I looked down and I'm like, oh, there's Pops from last week. I, in fact, didn't do it. So Pops, what I'd like for you to do, I'm going to give you an honorary 5th win. So now when you talk to people, they say, yeah, I won it 5 times. I am that good. Just do it. I will support you. You obviously should have won last week. All right, let's do this week, shall we?
What was that movie about the game show that cheats?
Oh,
yeah, I feel like
good movie.
Yeah, we're in contention for that.
Thanks
now.
For bringing that up.
We got to get Ernst & Young in here to certify this.
All right, here we go. Quiz show. Thank you, Ray.
Thank you, Ray.
Oh, I fucked up, Ray. Ah, Ray, I'm so sorry. God damn it. Promised to wear his shirt. So he's running for office. And he got me. Ah, I was so happy to wear this shirt today because of the monsoon last night. Ray, I completely fucked this up. I will wear your shirt tomorrow. God, or next week. God damn it.
Well,
Sorry.
Finally, it's a bonus entry from yours truly. And it's one of my favorite people.
Who is it?
And someone who's been giving me respect in the chat room. So I am just more than happy to pass this back. This week's winner, Danny.
Danny Ackerman, the poem goddess. Way to go, Danny. Well, Danny, if you would like a drink on me, I will give it to you. I think I already owe her one drink.
Mm.
You now have two drinks.
Wow.
Or,
now, can she make it a double? What exactly are the
full
rules?
I will give her a double. Yeah, that's actually a great point. I've actually had a couple of people who won who brought like a spouse, and that makes it a little uncomfortable because I don't want to. It actually really does. You don't want to say.
Yes, we're on one check, and then she'll be by herself.
It's a little weird. I'm like, how the fuck do I handle this without being a douchebag? Yeah, fuck, I'll get the round.
But if you ever come back again,
okay. You know, it's complicated being an online broadcaster. I don't wish it on anybody. Okay, here we go. Here's this week's Have a Drink on Me. Oh, do you know it just by looking at it? Do you really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Write it down. Let me see if you're right, and I will give my clues. Hold on. I want to see if you got it. Yeah, fuck, you got it. Look at you. Good call. All right, here it is. Clue number one. Was it named after an allegedly short emperor?
Oh.
Was it named after an allegedly short empire? Truth was, he wasn't actually short. It was a conversion difference between France numbers and English numbers. Hit number two.
Sacre bleu.
Place could be confused with a type of ice cream, though they're not spelled the same. The place could be confused for a type of ice cream, although they're not spelled the same. And hit number three, in the words of Wayne, Viva la France, my friends. Viva la France. If you know the answer to that, you're going to send your answer to...
Have a Drink, HAVEADRINK, at VegasVideoNetwork.com.
Right. And there you have it, everybody. Show's over. What are we doing? What was your guess? 70?
I said 72.
Just a hair over.
Yep.
Just a hair over. All right, everybody. Thank you so much. Thanks to Wayne for coming in and playing along. He's the man, he's the myth, he is the legend. If you want to leave us a voicemail, hell, you can do that as well. It's really easy to do. Here's how you do it. You go to our homepage, and you click on that little red tab on the right-hand side, and then you click on Start Record. And because you have a microphone attached to your computer, you can leave us a magical voicemail. It's pretty groovy, actually. Hey, if you're on social media, say hello. If you're on iTunes, leave us a 5-star review. If you're on YouTube, give us a thumbs up and share us with everybody you know, because they will like that. We're also on Roku with 32,200 accounts installed. We're on Stitcher, TuneIn, Chromecast, Apple, Google, Fire TV. We're on Google Play, and of course, the Vegas Video Network. I'm your buddy Scott. That's your Uncle Wayne. Thank you so much for playing along. We'll see you guys next week on the Living in Las Vegas podcast. Take care, everybody. Wait, hold on, let me check.